I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's Mogan Carla Mornings. And you planned something for your kids. You went all out, and then they hated it. 877-591-9696. Please, parents, share your story. You know, you sort of look at things and you go, like, this is going to be, like, the coolest experience. This is going to be, like, a movie-type experience
and
with
your kids.
And
then your kid's unimpressed.
So last year, we bought this, like, infant toddler sled for in the snow. But then it didn't snow again.
Okay, but this year it's like particularly snowy, so you're going to get your money's worth, I promise.
So we were like, all right, let's pull the sled out and let's take our daughter, who's almost two, and we thought she's going to have such a blast in the snow. And she has this adorable snowsuit with this matching jacket. She's got a beanie. Like, we had her all decked out. We took the dogs. They had their coats on. We packed everybody into the car. We went to the park. I forget what the park is called. It's the one that's like basically right behind DePaul College Prep on the north side.
Okay.
And there's just this big area. It's right next to the river where it's just like grass forever. And because it's grass, there's snow all over. So we're like, this is perfect. Look at this untouched snow. We're going to go sledding in this.
Wait, that's so sweet. Was it a little bit hilly at least so that you could have little adventures?
No.
So it was safe.
Yeah, it was safe. And yeah, there's not a ton of hilly areas around here. And we wanted to go relatively close. So we're like, all right, I've never done this. So I was like, let's try this out. So we plopped the sled down on the ground. We got the dogs out. And they're upset because their, you know, feet are in the snow.
And it's freezing.
And I put the musher cream on it, which is what they use in like Alaska for the, you know, racing dogs or whatever. And so I kind of thought that they were taken care of, but they were annoyed by the snow and having to hop through it because they're small dogs. And I put Dahlia, our daughter, into the little sled, and I get her strapped in, immediately starts crying. Hates it.
Oh, no.
And so we had her all bundled up, and then we were like, all right, let's do this. And we're thinking this is going to be like in a movie when you take... So I'm out here dragging this thing
and
through the snow. She's crying. Also, I'm trudging through the snow, and this is taking a lot more effort than I thought it was going to. I thought this was going to be like some fun, movie-esque moment. She cries through the entire thing. She's angry that this is even happening. We got her strapped in there. And so then I have to drag her ass back over to the car in the sled on the snow. And the whole thing was a disaster.
How long were you out there?
Maybe 7 minutes tops.
And
we had to stop for the dogs because they had to poop.
Yeah.
It was
okay.
The whole thing.
I will say this is a lot. It's a little bit better than I thought because at first I was like, oh, maybe you like forced the situation. You were out there for an hour and a half and your daughter's just crying.
No, she was
no,
crying.
No, you gave up.
Her face was red. I could see the tears were probably going to turn to ice soon.
Oh, no.
And I was like, all right, let's get this kid in the car. Like, it just wasn't going.
It wasn't the vibe.
We thought it was going to be like this movie moment with our kid and she hated it.
In now, your Hallmark era.
We're going to try one more time again because it was like when it was time for her nap. And so there's a part of it that we could maybe attribute to that. So if we get her when she's rested and in a good mood, maybe she'll be into it. Because she likes slides. She likes fun things like that. But she hated this.
You know what? She was just a little bit unimpressed by the snow.
She's not 100% into the snow. And, yeah. Like, it's still new for her. Because she's under two. So I would imagine she doesn't even remember last year. And she wasn't walking before either.
You don't have to imagine that. That is true. There's no way she remembers last year.
And so she just goes, snow. And then she, like, wants to hold hands to walk through it because she's like, I don't get this at all. 877-591-9696. You did something. You thought it was going to be so fun for your kids. And then they hated it. Steve is in Hampshire. And so you got your kid's ticket to the White Sox. How did they hate that?
Hey, Morgan, Carl. How you guys doing? I love you guys.
We're good.
I got these tickets. My kids are all baseball fans. White Sox, Yankees, and I swear, Moog, it was 97 degrees and our seats were directly in the sun.
Yeah. Wait, I think I know exactly where you were sitting. Were you sitting in the upper level where there's no shade?
Upper level. Yep, and we were done by three innings and I spent more on water than I did the tickets.
Wow. Yeah. So they didn't want to stay past the three innings, huh? Even though you were playing the Yankees?
Yeah, no, we wanted to, but it was just too hot. And my kids were younger, you know, at the time, and it just wasn't worth it, the dealing of with it, you know?
Yeah, with little kids, yeah, you got to, I guess, kind of err on the side of caution. That's such a bummer because you have it in your mind, like, you know, as a dad, you're like, oh, hell yeah, we're going to go to a baseball game. This is going to be the most, like, dad-kid moment ever. And then they're like, no!
It's 97 degrees and we're in the sun.
Yeah, and you just spend the whole time, you know, stressing over whether or not you put enough sunblock on them, putting more sunblock on them.
Did your wife say, I told you so?
She kind of did on the way there. Yeah. She was like, I don't think this is going to work. And she was completely right.
How long ago was this? And have they gotten a little bit more comfortable with going to Sox games since then?
Yeah, you know, it was about 3 or 4 years ago. My youngest now is 7, so he was 3. And my oldest is 13 now. So they can bear it out. We've gone to a couple games lately, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's always a good time to take the fam to a baseball game. But I think when you got kids, you got to go, okay, we may not make it to the end, and that's okay.
Okay.
You just got to mentally prepare yourself.
So you just got to wait until Dahlia's 7, and then you can take her back out there.
I will say, once the fall came around, she really started to love going to Wrigley, and we were watching more and more games, and she would be up there dancing to the music and stuff and saying baseball. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of it has to do with the weather. But you know what?
Hey, and it's the easy way for you to get on the Jumbotron when you got the kids with you, too.
Oh, I know. Remember, I got on the Jumbotron at the Bulls game.
And she cried through that as well.
She was like 4 months old when that happened, yeah. All right, then, Steve, have a great day, and thanks for the call, all right?
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, coming up at 7:50, a chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla. So stick around for that. But up next, we need to get an update from Dash. He is our afternoon host. He has agreed to cut his lovely hair off if he doesn't get 100 toys donated in his name by tomorrow. We'll see where he is coming up next. Kendrick is on now. It's B96.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.